Welcome to installment 131 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will discuss positive commandment number 127, the commandment to separate miser, or a tithe, from one's crops or earnings in order to give to the Levite. This commandment, positive commandment 127, is to separate miser, one-tenth of one's crops, and give it to the Levite. As we have been mentioning in the previous portions of Sefer HaMitzvahs, there are various gifts which must be given before one is allowed to eat from one's produce. The first one to be given is Truma, the elevated gift which must be given to the Kohen. This is approximately 2% of the crop. Afterwards, from the remaining 98, another one-tenth has to be separated as Maaser. From the fact that it is one-tenth, this is the origin of the word Maaser, and Maaser also means one-tenth of the remainder. This commandment is conveyed in the end of Parshas Korach, in the Book of Numbers, and specifically from chapter 18, verse 24, where the Rambam quotes the verse, Ki es Maaser b'nei Yisrael, asher yorimu l'ashem truma, nasati l'alvim l'nachula, that the tithes of the Jewish people that they have raised to be given to Hashem, to be given to God, I have given to the Levites. God declares that His portion, which the Jewish people have separated for Him, is conveyed and given in this physical world to the Levites. This commandment, says the Rambam, is a biblical commandment even today in the land of Israel. And therefore, as we will be discussing in the next few classes, it is important to ensure that anything which comes from Israel has had the proper trumas and maizris, the proper portion separated from it, since otherwise it may not be eaten. The Chinuch explains the reason why it is that the maizr must be given to the Levite. That since the Kohen and the Levi have been separated from among the Jewish people and elevated as princes and given special status, they have intrinsically certain obligations and certain responsibilities. That since they are elevated above the rest of the people, they may not own land and are therefore, of course, exempt from working the land. At the same time, however, they are required to perform certain duties, and therefore are dependent on the other people, the Israelites, who do have fields and can provide the food, to give the proper shares to them. Therefore, the Levi and the Kohen are freed from their normal jobs. They are given more spiritual jobs and given the responsibility of teaching and guiding the Jewish people. In exchange, the Jewish people must give them their sustenance and their food, which is the idea of the Maaser. In fact, they not only get a share, a portion, in proportion to their numbers, they actually get more. Since there are 12 tribes, we might think the Levi should get only 1/12. The Maaser, however, is 1/10. The reason he is given an extra portion is because his job is so much important and more elevated above that of every Jew, that even though every Jew has their own particular job, which is a vital part of the creative scheme, nevertheless, the Levi has a special task in which he is brought closer to God, and therefore he is given an additional portion. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Ethics of Our Fathers, declares that the punishment for not bringing these maaseris, or tithes, is a punishment of famine, or drought, in varying degrees according to the seriousness by which this commandment is neglected. The Medrash tells a similar story regarding Pinchas ben Yair. The Pinchas ben Yair once came to a certain region in which he was told that all of their produce was being destroyed by mice. Pinchas ben Yair therefore made a decree that all of the mice come before him. And all of the mice appeared from all over the region in front of the Pinchas ben Yair and started making high-pitched sounds as mice would. And the Pinchas turned to the people and asked them, "Do you know what these mice are saying?" After receiving a negative response, he answered, "That the mice tell me they were sent by God to destroy all of your produce. And the reason for this is you did not separate maaser. You did not take the tithes from your produce. Therefore, we have been sent with a heavenly decree to destroy all of your produce. The people, after hearing that, said, we will do tshuva. And from now on, we will always separate the proper portions from anything we harvest. Upon hearing this resolution, the mice immediately disappeared and never again returned to that region. The Maharal Prague explains the rationale for such a punishment. That since a person is supposed to give his tithe to the Levi, and the Levi has been appointed by God to receive his sustenance. In fact, the Levi, the Levite, is dependent on this sustenance. When we see that the people are refusing to give the sustenance that they are supposed to give the Levi, who is the representative of Hashem, Hashem in turn refuses to give them their sustenance. They have denied God, so to speak, his sustenance by not giving it to the Levi, then God denies their sustenance and causes hunger in the land. There are numerous details involving this law of Maaser, of tithes, which are discussed in the Talmudic tractate, or really the tractate of Mishnayos, of Maaseres. Some of the laws involve the fact that the food must be edible, and edible for human consumption. Although we are told in the told by our sages that the same Pinchas ben Yair had a donkey who refused to eat any food from which Maaser was not taken. In addition, the food must be something which grows on the ground in a normal fashion, from which comes the whole question today as to whether hydroponics and other foods which are not grown in a normal fashion have to have Maaser separated. In addition, the food must have an owner. It must not be wild-growing food which is not harvested. All of these details apply to Maaser as it is taken today in the land of Israel from growing food. However, the commandment is interpreted in a broader sense, generally. As the Code of Jewish Law describes the necessity of giving Maaser today, which involves one-tenth of one's income. This income, instead of being given to the Levi, is given to needy people, or as some commentaries say, to Torah scholars, who were furthering the cause of the Levites, as was done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. In any case, one-tenth of the income must be given to charity. There are various laws as to which part of a person's income could perhaps be exempt from the Maaser, and which parts he must give Maaser, and must he give from a gift, and so on and so forth. And for these laws, a competent halachic authority must be consulted. The law of Maaser is mentioned, as we will discuss in length in the next few classes. The law of Maaser is something, as in all charity, that God says, in this commandment you are allowed to test me. That in other mitzvot, we are not allowed to test God to see whether he will give us a reward. However, in this commandment of Maaser, and in charity, Hashem himself says, test me. Give me the charity, and you see that you will get much more back, more than you yourself have given. The Barbanel has an interesting explanation that the feeling that a person gets after giving the Maaser is an additional reward which they get from the Maaser. That since they themselves have given the gift to the Levi, and now the Levi can perform his duties having a free and clear mind, without any interruptions or drawbacks or worries, they themselves, the Israelite who was given this gift of Maaser to the Levi, also can go about his business with a good feeling and without being disturbed, that since he knows his produce and his income has been distributed in a proper fashion, that he has given the necessary gifts to the Levi and to the poor, then he can feel that he has done all of his religious duties and his communal duties, and all of his obligations have been fulfilled, and he can go around freely and happily about the jobs and the tasks that he has been given to perform in this world. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer Mitzvahs, a project of Sichas in English. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact us at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.